عيسى بن مريح تنا أدى يا صاحي كي تستريح وبث الدعاء الخفي.
Welcome back. You are listening to Your World Today, and it's our last interview for this part of the show. And we are talking now to Nazia Stalaji. She is the owner of Lifetime Wellness, and we're talking about end-of-year fatigue. Now, I'm sure that many of you are finding that as we get closer and closer to December, we start to feel a lot more tired. We start to get a little bit more irritable, and it's almost as if we really don't want to do anything, and the mornings seem to come too quickly. But it's not just you and me that goes through this. Many people seem to get to this part of the year and start to experience end-of-year fatigue, which is actually a real phenomenon that affects many people in the last few months of the year. And that's what we're discussing with Sister Nazia this afternoon. Sister Nazia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and jazakallah for having me.
A pleasure to have you. And I'm feeling like that, and I don't even look forward to the end of the year. For me, I think I wait for February, because I know everybody else is busy going back to their routine, or they've already gotten back into their routine, and I find it the quiet time of the year when I can relax. But we're all feeling tired. Everybody's complaining. Tell us more about this concept of year-end fatigue. What does it really mean?
So year-end fatigue is something that comes about as a result of being overworked and stressed. It comes about as a result of students, for example, going through examinations, and obviously the circumstances surrounding this has changed. After COVID, we're seeing a lot more of mental wellness issues, and in this case, we're seeing a lot more mentally burnt out fatigue. People are emotionally burnt out. People are mentally and physically just hanging on, and it's just exhaustion and feelings of helplessness with demotivation, feeling hopeless, and you start neglecting yourself, and you see that you don't have energy for the things you would have otherwise had energy to do. And it is literally like an effort to do the smallest things, especially when it comes to self-care. You find you're able to be functional in every area of your life, but you neglect yourself.
That sounds very familiar to me, because I think a lot of the times we're finding many of us are saying that to one another, you know, I'm going to do this, but then when it comes the time to do that, you really don't feel like it anymore. And are there other common symptoms like that?
So it is a major symptom of burnout, and it affects all areas of your life, and it manifests itself differently with different people. For instance, people might feel like sleeping all the time, or you feel this constant lack of energy. You also see people being more aggravated or irritable. You know, you would find these kinds of signs and symptoms manifesting differently. You'll see listlessness, where you're just fatigued when it comes to people making plans. So you find yourself being withdrawn, or you find yourself wanting to isolate more, and you feel, I need to unplug. I need time to be by myself. And I'm seeing that I'm not giving 100% in all areas as I normally would be. So a major signs of burnout, you'll know yourself. If you are becoming forgetful, irritable, low in tolerance with your loved ones, if you're unable to complete tasks, or you're seeing that your tasks are not, you're not completing them on par with the way that you normally do. You just finish it for the sake of finishing it. And it's amazing, because as moms and as parents, your fatigue has got to sort of, you've got to deal with it, because the kids are going to be home for the holidays. And that is also demanding on new levels from parents at this time.
Absolutely. So when we look at, you know, this kind of fatigue, there's a number of things that could actually contribute to that. I mean, like you've mentioned, you know, for students, it was the fact that their whole learning process changed, their hours changed, dealing with the, you know, not being at school and rather doing lessons online, particularly for our matrix that went into this year after having been in a lockdown for 2 years, and then suddenly they had to go back to school. are there other contributors that has actually impacted us to such an extent that we're feeling like this? And it's not just one or two people. I mean, previously you'd hear people say, you know, it comes to that part of the year and all I want to do is go on holiday. But it seems like the entire world is complaining about it these days.
Absolutely. And some of the things is the lifestyle changes that have occurred post-COVID or post the pandemic and the lockdowns. We're seeing people have a lot less tolerance for situations at the moment. So lifestyle changes have resulted in people being less active. With people being so cooped up at home, it has become difficult for people to find the motivation to make the lifestyle adjustments needed. For example, exercise. People have not been able, or a lot of people are struggling to get themselves back into their exercise routines. A lot of people picked up weight during lockdown, and that has contributed to medical conditions arising after that. So there are various reasons. And also, you know, it could be lack of sleep. It could be stress and anxiety as well. So how to manage it is firstly identifying what are your signs, what's causing your fatigue. Is it a mental issue? Is it a physical health issue, a mental health issue, or is it your lifestyle that needs changing? Is it that you need to get in more physical activity? Do you need to get more sleep? You know, is there certain things you're not dealing with, like people lost loved ones, and how do they deal with their grief? That also adds mm-hmm. to the burden of the fatigue or the burnout.
All right. I think you've given us quite a bit of information that we could use, you know, to counter this, because a lot of people are complaining and not everybody can take a holiday. So it's either staying at home and you're still in the same environment. You're basically doing the same things. And, you know, they say it's making a small change sometimes can have a big effect on our psyche. So hopefully maybe as we go into the holiday period now, people will start looking at this and listening to what you've just told us. And hopefully we can implement these positive things into our lives once again and start looking for that normalcy that we once had, or at least get close to what we once had, and maybe even, you know, find other ways that could be more better for us, so that we, instead of being where we are today with this, I think, negative mindset for many people as well, and also the fact that physically we're so burnt out, that we can actually lift ourselves out of it and become more productive after the holiday period, inshallah. Shukran for your time.
Ameen. Jazakallah so much.
You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
And that was Sister Nazia Salaji, owner of Lifetime Wellness, talking to us about year-end fatigue. And I'm sure a lot of people are shaking their heads thinking, yes, I know exactly what that feels like. And many people go through that when it comes to this part of the year. But I think it's at a different level this time around, especially seeing that the last 2 years, this time we've been in lockdown and heavily in lockdown. And it was quite devastating for most of us. I mean, you know, we're not made to be kept inside all the time, or to be so stagnant, or, you know, not doing the things that we'd normally be accustomed to, just driving around doing things. So inshallah, I hope that we can get ourselves out of this rut. And I think it takes a lot of hard work mentally to do that. You know, so once we recognize that this is the situation we placed in, then we have to start taking those steps to mitigate and hopefully come into a state of mind that's much better. So let's hope that when many of us will be on leave during this time, as the December holidays roll in, maybe we can start doing things, you know, to leave all of the negative behind and try and inculcate things that bring positivity, joy back into our lives, inshallah. Well, jazakallah khair for listening into Your World today. We're going to take a break now for just before the news bulletin to listen to some nasiha. And inshallah, after the news